nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And now, a star is born. On September 25th, 1951, the world welcomed little baby Mark Hamill, the future Luke Skywalker.
And on the birth certificate, I'll put Virginia and William Hamill as the mother and father.
No, I am the father.
Mark Hamill, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about an impeachment inquiry now started in the House. The Democrats are frozen with hatred and fear. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says,
instead of governing, instead of asking and doing proper oversight, they're abusing the rules of the House, they're abusing the processes of the House to make a political statement.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, one of the Democrats running for president, says the accusation that President Trump tried to tie military aid for Ukraine to investigating Joe Biden was a bridge too far for some Democrats reluctant about impeachment.
And it really wasn't even this idea that he's being impeached. Remember, right, this is people who feel like they need an impeachment inquiry just to free up documents.
They were both on Fox and Friends this morning. The e-cigarette maker Juul Labs announces its CEO has stepped down, and the company will now suspend all advertising in the United States as several states move to ban the product over addiction, health concerns, and underage use. America's listening to Fox News.
I guess you don't know what today is.
No, I don't know.
Well, first of all,
it's Wednesday.
Oh, right. It's Wednesday.
You know they call it
Hump Day.
Second, and this is really the more important part,
it is National
One Hit Wonder
Day.
One Hit Wonders.
These guys are One Hit Wonders.
One Hit Wonder.
One Hit Wonders.
You're not a One Hit Wonder.
Don't nobody listen to you.
Yeah, nobody's listening to you.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
It's showtime.
Our list of One Hit Wonders is getting longer.
Leon's getting longer.
I am obsessed as we hit the 8 o'clock hour.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're already at 76 this morning, which is, you know, not unusual when you look at the summer we've had. But we are headed for at least 20 more degrees, maybe more. In other words, a very hot day with a high around 96, 97, somewhere around there. The all-time record is 98 for this date. Rain chances 10% at best. In fact, probably a little under that. Low tonight, 72. Then tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, that takes it to the end of the month. Every day, high temperatures will be in the upper 90s, perhaps near 100 some days. Potential high temperature record each of those days. So, you know, from now to the end of the month, every day could be a potential high temperature record. No significant rain for the next 7 to 10 days. And we're watching the tropics for any signs of something that could come our way, which we could break this terrible pattern that we're in. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is already 76 and 8.06.
Wanted to ask you about Karen, because is this one of those storms like Debbie in 1965 that could do all kinds of crazy patterns in the Atlantic and then come back towards home?
Let's see if I can show you something real quick here. You're absolutely right, though. See how it goes straight, and then it circles around, and then maybe goes west? It runs into a roadblock, and the roadblock is that big high that's keeping us so hot and is now expanding into the Atlantic. So it can't keep going north. And it probably will go west. And what happens? Does it go into the Bahamas after they've been ravaged? Does it go into Florida? Does it go into, see some of those lines into the Gulf of Mexico there?
Man, everybody's, there's a hurricane model for everybody in that.
I know.
There is.
Yeah, just pick your spaghetti, I guess.
Yeah. Choose wisely.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Jennifer Limbrick.
Jennifer Limbrick, you're the next name in our name game contest. You have until the end of the hour to call 396-5477. And if you do that, Jennifer Limbrick, you will be qualified for a 65-inch Sony Smart TV from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. We have 5 weeks of fantastic prizes for all of you to win. And all you got to do is make sure your name is in the hat, then be listening for us to call your name. Visit Newstalk 93.1 Adair Kim to register your name. And Malaka, you could be like Jennifer Limbrick.
Where is Malaka at?
That guy's so rude.
Well, I mean, I'm used to it.
Jordan Peele. He apologized. 8:06.
We are rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our morning rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we are accident-free, but that doesn't mean we are traffic jam-free. There's a lot of folks on the boulevard. It's real crowded between Vaughan Road and the interstate. If you are on I-65, the slowdown is still there coming out of Prattville, so just be careful as you head into downtown. And the Atlanta Highway is real crowded between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, so be careful in that area. Your school zones are still in effect. Look out for the kids in the buses and keep your speed at 15 miles an hour. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How'd you like to get some great exercise and find the dream piece of furniture you need at a great price? Go to Kaiser.
That would be fantastic.
Kaiser Fine Furniture, first of all, you'll save because whatever you choose will be taxed not at the 10% of Montgomery, but at the 8.5% rate, just outside the Montgomery jurisdiction. So that's a plus right there. My recommendation is, especially if you're looking for something specific, because it is a huge place with an enormous selection. In fact, every time I go there, it seems like the selection gets bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
That's 15 times.
I'm sorry.
If you have the correct number at the end of the show of how many times that was played.
Yeah, be the... anyway, we needed a recliner, and Stella gave us a very focused look at least 8 different choices that met the criterion. Wanted something, you know, nice and soft, cushiony, something the dogs would be able to jump into if they could, because we consider them almost every decision we make. And, man, we got an excellent recliner. Next time you guys are over, you all get to try it.
Okay. Ah, wonderful.
All right, that'd be cool.
Because we got such a great price on it, that, you know, and they delivered. It was just a sensational experience. They have whatever type of furniture you're looking for. If you need a single piece like we did, or you need something to fit an odd spot in the house, every house seems to have a nook or a cranny that's you need something for, you're just not sure what. This is the place to go find it, because their selection is incredible. So stop by and see Stella at Kaiser Fine Furnishings at 4044 Potomka Highway and save on that sales tax. We are going to start today's conundrum. About 1 in 4 people have left a job for this reason. If you'd like to start thinking about it now, at 8:09, you're looking at
from Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County now has a cold case unit. It's made up of members of the Montgomery Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the District Attorney's Office. The unit is working 5 cases right now, and we're told they are close to making arrests. Montgomery Public Schools will move forward with a charter school conversion plan from the Montgomery Education Foundation. The board voted in favor of the plan last night. From here, the board now has 60 days to negotiate and approve a contract. And a Troy University fraternity will remain on suspension for the fall semester. This is the result of a hazing investigation. University officials also say that 7 Sigma Chi fraternity members are now facing disciplinary action. The university will reevaluate the fraternity's status at the end of the semester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness.
I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $24.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sunlight. I rake up the leaves and I set them on fire. Temperature's great at 68. It's fall. Shortening days, longer nights. A pumpkin patch going on a hayride. Colors are changing, football games. It's fall. There's a couple months to go before winter ice and snow. I can go outside and I still don't need a coat.
We keep telling ourselves that, but it sure still feels like summer.
Oh my gosh, endless summer.
Did we give the number for folks to call for the conundrum?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give it in a second here. One quick thought. I'm wondering, since it's been pretty much like this all over the southeast United States, the new desert region in our country.
Yeah, desert southeast.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a very clever line in this morning's Rich Thomas weather video. How that's going to affect the fall foliage.
It's not going to be good for the fall foliage because when it's dry, you don't get the kind of colors that you would get if there was a little bit of moisture.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. We'll see. We'll be visiting Warm Springs. That's where we're going to try and catch some color. Go back to that amazing little place. I'll read from that book this afternoon if you don't call the show, too. FDR's Funeral Train. At 8:14, our conundrum worth a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. One in four people have left a job because of this. What is this reason they have left that has compelled one in four people to say, you know, at some point,
I'm out of here.
That's
it, I'm out of here.
That's the one I was looking for, right?
That's it, I'm out of here.
I know you.
272-9228. Great dining at the Seafood Bistro, and Sam is the first one in on this.
Hey.
People have left jobs because they've heard the sound of bacon frying and Greg reading from a book.
All right, let's see if that's the winning answer.
No, listen, God bless you, Greg. I forgot what I was going to say now.
Nothing, huh?
Oh, delusion?
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
We're here.
Please forgive me. Move on to a better job.
I was just thinking about Leon. Oh, to move to a better job is not the answer.
Okay. Hey, listen, I got one more thing for you.
Okay.
Another classic television. You know, y'all talking about that earlier in the show?
Yes.
The Curtis Mathis.
They used to be a real expensive, big deal one, yeah.
That's it, American-made, and they're supposed to be easy to repair, but they're gone now.
Yep, that's true.
All right, man, y'all sound so good.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Have a good one.
All right, maybe Stephen has the answer. One in four people have left a job for this reason. Stephen, what is it?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you know.
I'm going to guess had to move.
Had to move is not it. Good guess. Thank you. All right, and by the way, everybody that calls qualifies for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawings, which now includes a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. That's a party-sized tray of wings.
Yeah.
Chips, salsa, queso dip, gooey fries, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. That is awesome. Pick it up, go home, watch the game, and you'll eat like a king. Smoking Otis.
Hey, good morning, man. You guys are really sounding good this morning.
Thank you.
For a change. I've been a little off my game the last few days, but I have a good reason for it that I haven't made it yet.
Okay, let's give this thing a shot. Let's say fear of sexual harassment, George.
That is not it, but that's a fine guess, fear of sexual harassment. But I'll tell you what, management's taking a new approach on that.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down.
That foot.
And that foot is me.
272-9228. 272-9228. One in four people have left a job for this reason. And we go to East of the Rockies next.
Hey, I'm going to venture a guess. How about management or leadership?
Run that by me one more time.
Management.
Oh, upper level leadership. Management or leadership. That is not the answer we need, but a fine guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
272-9228. When we get the winning answer, I have a quick LA story about you know.
All right.
How that works. 272-9228. You'll love the Seafood Bistro. And while we're waiting for the phones to fill up with your calls, quick reminder that there's no greater gift than having your eyesight restored. And I know so many people that have had LASIK, including Joey, who, by the way, is doing a phenomenal job here with Jack Campbell.
Yes, he is.
I envy them because I went to Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK to see the refractive surgery counselor to see if LASIK would work for me. And unfortunately, my vision issue is not one that could be fixed with LASIK. But you gotta, it doesn't cost you anything to find that out, but you need to know it before you can have the procedure, obviously. So, and they run such an efficient practice with 3/4 of a century experience that you can do it on a lunch break very easily. Call them at 271-3804. Make the appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. Of course, they can also help you with all your family eye care needs at Montgomery Eye, across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and this great team of people, visit OnlineMEP.com. That's OnlineMEP.com. As we go to Catman next on this conundrum, what is it that has forced one in four people to quit a job?
Advancement opportunities.
I want opportunities for advancement is not the answer we need.
But thank you.
Good guess. Thank you, Catman. 272-9228. All right, Sam is determined. He wants to win this thing. What you got, Sam?
I love your show, Greg. Further their education, go back to school. How about that?
There you go.
Another good guess, but not the reason. Not don't it. Overthink this one.
Don't go to... it's not too late.
272-9228. Do I have to go to the torture music? We haven't had to do that in a long time.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, hey, you could change that to Seasons in the Sun since this is One Hit Wonder Day.
I could do that. We had joy. We had fun.
Did you love playing that?
I'll tell you what, we have to take a break for traffic. I'll get that ready. If you don't want to hear Seasons in the Sun, call 272-9228 and make a noise. At least it's a guess.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on through the 8 o'clock hour, and we still have a busy day out on the roadways. The boulevard has a big jam up between the Wetumpka Highway and Wears Ferry Road, so be careful in that area. We also still see the delay on I-65 coming out of Prattville into the downtown area. It's thinning out, but just be prepared to slow down there. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any hang-ups for you. Let's just be careful as we get another work day rolling. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McLean.
Clinton & Company Development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
As the train pulled away from the station, the town folk of Warm Springs.
No. No.
No.
That's your afternoon show.
I'm sorry. I had Cholexia. And it, here's smoking Otis. What is it that's caused one in four people to leave a job, Otis?
One more time, sir. They felt like they were underpaid.
Felt like they were underpaid is not it. Thanks for trying. 272-9228. And by the way, just so you know, I am armed. I am armed.
Oh my gosh.
And
no! Not Terry Jacks.
It's right at, I stopped it right at the lyrics, so unless you want to hear Seasons in the Sun and get all sad and bent out of shape. How about Keith from Santa? What if four people have left a job for this reason? What is that reason?
How about because, like, in my situation, you had to park three blocks away and then walk to work?
That's a great guess. That's, poor parking.
You know, that's sort of on the road to what we're looking for, but that's not it.
But good guess. In Chicago, I mean, that's literally the first thing you have to do if you land a job and you're working downtown is scout a place to park that won't break the bank.
Now there are apps where you can pick your spot and also, well, you pay a lot of money too, but reserve your spot on your app.
Let's see. That's one reason why I love working here and being here and living here. Everything, this is the life.
Right.
This is the life you want if you want to have a good time and everything is convenient. Chris, what do you think?
I'm going to say having a kid, raising a family.
That's a good one, but that's not it. That lattice answer about parking was sort of along the right lines of what we're looking for.
Yeah, but thanks for trying.
Thanks.
And you're welcome to try a second time, by the way. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
His hint. My hint was the gentleman a couple of callers ago said that finding parking where you're at work, and that was not correct. But
it was on the same aisle.
It was the best answer we've had today.
Not having a window. A window office.
Another interesting guess. Yeah. Well thought, well played, just not it. Our next caller on the board is RL. How do you pronounce that? Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
I'm getting cornier.
And hi. The gun's getting larger. Yes.
So let's welcome. How you doing, RL?
Hey. Hi. What is your answer? Hey. What do you think? What are we looking for?
Transportation to and from work.
Transportation to and from work.
We
no,
can't
but that's
accept
the best
it.
Guess. That's
we,
the best
it's
guess.
The best guess so far. We can't accept it that way.
Call right back, Arl, if you can run with that little clue we just gave you there. Soldier Boy.
Are you ready for the winning answer?
I'm ready.
Commuting distance time.
He says commuting distance is the winning answer, and he is right.
That's exactly right.
Oh!
We couldn't accept the one before that. It was just
too vague.
We
appreciate.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I want to give it to the next person calling.
That's not okay.
Can I do that?
No. Let's hold on. Can I?
I'm trying to be nice.
I know, but...
But prizes are non-transferable.
We can't do that.
Okay, then I will accept it then.
All right.
You can give it to someone.
Yeah,
you guys
can come pick up your prize and then give it to
somebody. And then give it to somebody.
Anybody on the planet.
Some poor person.
But there are just rules. And
okay.
All right, hang on there, Soldier Boy. Good work. At 8:25, we have Stupid News coming up, our Morning Maroon nominees, and a lot more.
We had joy. We had fun.
And it's all on hold.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. I know you guys get super excited when you win a Seafood Bistro gift certificate because it's some of the best food in town, my friends.
It's just difficult.
But
Did I put sprinkle something special on
I don't know what. I think there's something in the ventilation.
It was those wonderful pastries this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Ross.
Seafood Bistro.
Yeah, the Seafood Bistro, where you can get a lot of great food. No pastries for you to enjoy.
No.
Although they are working on the beignets. I think the beignets are happening now. It's on the specials board. There's a lot of new stuff they're adding. You should check it out. And they've got the adult beverages, too. So not just for lunch, but dinner as well. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy a great Cajun style meal. Don't forget their lunch specials Monday through Thursday. Pick two for $9.99. The Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, online at theseafoodbistro.com, and follow them on Facebook. That's going to help you out a lot with staying up to date with what they've got going on over there with Paul and Jessica and the rest of the crew with the Seafood Bistro.
It is 8:26.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Tonight, CBS has the best reality shows on TV. First, it's Survivor Island of the Idols season premiere.
All right, let's get to work.
Two-time winner Sandra Diaz-Twine and Boston Rob Mariano take a whole new set of castaways to school.
Think of this place as a Survivor boot camp.
Then it's the Big Brother season finale. Ah! Who will take it all?
We are all fair game.
CBS Tonight.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Susie?
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Tonight, NBC launches another division of Law and Order.
Gonna have to keep those people back. Oof, what happened to this guy?
Wrong place, wrong time.
Who said it? What's under his hand there? Give me a straw to pull that out.
How about a stick? Plastic straws are hurting the environment internals.
Oh, shut the f*** up. Oof, this is gonna make it hard for me to have a burger for lunch.
Actually, if everyone could eat less meat, it would have a huge impact on our overall greenhouse emissions.
Shut the f*** up.
Yeah.
Can I get a bright light under his body when they take the pictures?
You know, people who leave lights on all day.
Shut the f*** up.
Law and Order. STFU. Brand new tonight on NBC and streaming online.
People who leave their computers on all day are responsible for wasted electricity.
Oh, shut the up.
I think this is what we're going to rename the afternoon show. It's going to be the Shut the Up Show. Because I'm about ready. I'm about there.
Can't wait to see what the sidekick is on that one.
Is that because of all your explosions in the afternoon? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Must have been the breaking news yesterday. There was a lot of bad breaking news.
Wednesday Adams had a good volcanic eruption over the abuse of that poor child, among other things. But we're not here to talk about those things. On the conundrum today, mm-hmm. 1 in 4 people have left a job for a commute. I look back at this, and I still can't believe I did it, because the idea, now that I enjoy a 10-minute commute back and forth twice a day.
How do you like your commute?
Huh?
How do you like your commute?
Oh, my commute's awesome, because I live 3.3 miles away.
Oh, that's great.
That's even closer than I am, Mike.
I was actually a little closer than you are at one point. Yeah. I had a minute or two moving in the Arrowhead area there. Mm-hmm. But
the only booger about mine are the traffic lights.
I had a job in radio that I really loved. It was doing a morning news show like this. Mm-hmm. It was a little more hard news content, but it was conversational. And I had to drive 61 miles.
Good God.
Each
way.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes there were days when we'd have an event going on in the evening where I'd
have
to drive.
You wouldn't go home,
in.
Or would you?
No, I would. Because I had nowhere to go up there to, you know, sack out for a little bit. But, you know, you get used to it. And it's funny. On Interstate 95, coming from West Palm back to Fort Lauderdale, you go through Boca Raton, and there's three exits for Boca Raton.
Right.
And I noticed that there was a sign that said Boca Raton exit 5 miles, but it seemed to come up awfully quick. So after I noticed that and experienced it a couple of times, I actually measured it. And that sign was off by 2 miles.
Really?
It should have said 3 instead of 5. I mentioned it on the show. I said, not that this is, you know, that earth-shattering, but right, that sign is really wrong. So if you think, but the danger is, if you think it's 5 miles up the road, and then it's, but it's only 3 miles,
that's a big deal.
And you're in the left-hand lane, you're going to have to make some maneuvers to get off on that road. And you know what? I think it was a day or two later, I saw the number 3.
They changed it.
They changed it.
The somebody from the highway department must have been listening, but it got changed that week.
Wow, the power.
Didn't you get the
power,
the red light weight changed by talking to Todd Strange?
Right here,
By the way, have you noticed it's really dangerous? They're doing, you know, the...
Oh, my God, you're taking your life into your own hands.
The interchange work at the Boulevard and 85. And now, the good news is the Ho Chi Minh Trail has been paved finally. That's the entrance to 85 from Taylor Road south.
Right. No more ledge. You go off the ledge.
Oh, man. Right. That was good. Yeah. It's nice and smooth, and it blends right in.
But that at I-85 and Eastern Bypass is like a minefield for right now.
First of all, if you're going to put cones up, could you be a little more specific so, A, we could see them?
I almost had a guy hit me.
Well, here's the insanity, and I'm not criticizing the mayor or anybody else, but they really should. They should block. They've got a double left turn lane to go south on Eastern Boulevard, but there's only one lane on the other side. So somebody, if you don't notice it,
squeeze play, and I almost hit a guy.
It's a squeeze play before you even make the turn, which is really, really dangerous. And I know they're putting asphalt down, and you see the rolling machines and all that, but. Gosh darn, that was...
Gosh darn, got me all fired up here.
Well, that was somewhat similar to the language I was screaming out the window today.
Oh, no.
Hello, Sharon.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey. Just fine.
Good. I called to tell you about my commute.
Yes.
To and from work. I had to drive from the San Fernando Valley into Beverly Hills.
Oh, man.
Which on a normal day is a 20-minute ride. But it used to take me in the neighborhood of 4 to 5 hours to get to work.
No!
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
I've experienced then, L.A. traffic.
Yep. And then one day, I never did make it to work. I stopped on Ventura Boulevard and went into a restaurant to have lunch because a truck loaded with live chickens turned over on the San Diego freeway.
Geez.
You couldn't even get to the freeway entrance.
Oh, wow. Geez.
You know, you're describing L.A. traffic and that and Atlanta and the Beltway in Washington. I just can't imagine a daily commute.
So what happens in those situations when you physically cannot get to work because of traffic in L.A.?
I called my boss and said, don't expect me today. I won't be there.
And do they accept that and excuse it, or do they say, tough? Oh, wow.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, you just had to have a valid reason, and the chicken truck turned over on the San Diego freeway.
Yeah, that's pretty valid.
Yeah, that works.
Oh, goodness.
It was something, but it caused me to leave Los Angeles.
I can imagine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good reasons to leave L.A.
Well, that's true. That's at the top of the list. Well,
thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
I love my 7-minute commute.
Yeah, I'll take that every, and I brag about it. When I see old friends on this, I'll tell you something. The lifestyle up there is just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:35. I'm going to call Donnie Turner and recommend that he put a Montgomery Paint and Body sign up by those cones on the top of Eastern Boulevard, because there's going to be accidents there. It's inevitable with the way they have it set up. May as well, you know, we're right down the street here on Eastern Boulevard at Shirley Lane, and they have been in business for 3.5 decades, and it's a company founded on the principles that Donnie was raised on, and that is you do the job right, or he's not interested in doing it at all. In other words, when they evaluate a wreck, they take a look at everything, and they tell the insurance company, this is what we say needs to be done for this car to be properly repaired and restored. And nobody's going to argue with them. They have become the gold standard in automobile body repair here because of that. At first, Donnie might have lost some business because he didn't want to play those games with insurance adjusters and stuff. He stuck to his guns, and now they are the best in the River Region. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Rich is forecast in a moment, but Amanda's been waiting. You don't want Amanda to get carpal tunnel.
No, no, no.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually just wanted to call in real quick because I know we have some amazing listeners through you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to invite everybody to come out to O'Reilly Auto Parts on Chantilly Parkway today. We are doing our Customer Appreciation Day. So I wanted to invite everybody to come by and enjoy lunch on us and maybe get a freebie here and there. So,
well, thank you for taking the time to make everybody aware.
Yes, yes, I appreciate you guys letting me. And we'll be here all day. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1.
All right, got it. Thank you so much for the message. At 8:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
And we're looking at a string of record highs for the next several days. Today, we'll kind of tease the record. We'll be around 96 or 97, and the record is 98. So could we get there? Yeah, I suppose we could. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, highs in the upper 90s each day as endless summer continues here, even though it's fall. We could even tease 100 degrees. And by the way, each day, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, each day is either tying a record or breaking a record, we think. No significant rain for the next 7 to 10 days, and that's serious business. We're going to end up with the driest September ever recorded in Montgomery weather history. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds at 76 degrees. At 8:38.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game. Don't forget to go to newstalk931.com and register your name for a chance to win fantastic prizes over the next 5 weeks. This week, we're giving away, courtesy of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances, a Sony XBR Smart TV, 65-inch Smart TV, built-in Google Assistant, and all that jazz. And Jennifer Limbrick has until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. To qualify to win that Sony Smart TV from Cohen's. And we can't call your name if you don't register it, so go to newstalk931.com and get registered today.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at your Wednesday morning ride into work, and everything is back to a normal traffic flow. We don't have any big problems for you on the interstates. They're back up to a speed limit ride. If you're rolling on the boulevard, there's still lots of folks out there with you, so watch yourself around the intersections. The 31s are all running smooth this morning. Let's be careful, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply at 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will move forward with the charter school conversion plan from Montgomery Education Foundation. The board voted in favor of the plan last night. From here, the board now has 60 days to negotiate and approve a contract. Montgomery County now has a cold case unit. It's made up of members of the Montgomery Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the District Attorney's Office. The unit is working 5 cases right now, and we are told they are close to making arrests. And a Troy University fraternity will remain on suspension for the fall semester. This is the result of a hazing investigation. University officials also say that 7 Sigma Chi fraternity members are now facing disciplinary action. The university will reevaluate the fraternity's status at the end of the semester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, no. I went on the internet today and I've lost all faith in humanity.
Then maybe you should try not reading the comment section.
But if I don't read the comments, how will I ever know that I'm acting like Hitler?
You're not.
But the comments are where people let me know if I should kill myself.
You shouldn't.
So the comments in the comments aren't worth the comments?
No.
But how will I know what's going on? You know, the pulse of the people.
The people in the comment section aren't people. They're trolls.
Trolls? Maybe I need to rethink this.
Staying away from the comment section has been proven to lead to a happier life.
I'm going
to
start not reading the comment section right away.
First.
That's a good idea these days, by the way. 843 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Just bumped into Joey in the hall.
Joey!
And they're awaiting the release of this transcript, which is either going to make one side look like idiots for their never-ending attempts to get Trump out of office, or we could be watching the initiation of an impeachment hearing, which Brant McDonald told us yesterday will not be good for the country, economically.
Not be good for, well, for a lot of things. Do we know if the transcript is this morning or this afternoon, or do we know?
Let me see.
I've heard, that report was that it'll raise eyebrows, but it's not as damaging as the other side's made it out to be. Mm-hmm. So...
No, they haven't released it yet. They're preparing to release it, and the Republicans in the Senate passed a unanimous resolution demanding the whistleblower complaint instead of... This is all based on a secondhand story, so we'll see where it goes. But we will be on top of it all day at 844. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kerry.
In America, you have a right... to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Kind of had to stretch the soup a little bit today.
Oh?
Yeah. It's kind of a weak group. We have an unhappy Burger King patron.
Mm-hmm.
Rode his bicycle. Have you ever done that? Ridden your bike up to the drive-thru window?
You're not supposed to do that.
No, I've never done that.
It's against the rules.
I guess it is, because I did that once, and I was told, no, we can't serve
you. They have to serve you inside. It's for their safety. They can't have walk-ups or anybody like that on a bike.
But what if the restaurant's closed and you can't go on the inside?
Oh, no. Then I guess that you can't have it your way.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because it's a stupid law.
Have it your way. That is Burger King, but I see what you did there.
Hey, yeah.
Have it your way.
Have it your way.
This individual argued with the 19-year-old worker during this incident, which actually happened a few weeks ago. When resolution couldn't be achieved, he smashed the drive-thru window with a chain that was on his bike that he kept to lock it up. They showed surveillance video of this man sliding open the drive-thru window and appearing to yell at the team worker. The window is then closed, and then he flees the scene. Nobody was hurt. And a $2,500 reward was enough by police to come up with a suspect.
Good, 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 good.
Good, good, good. All right, now we have, this is just plain disturbing, a couple from Indiana. Lafayette, specifically, 45-year-old Christine Barnett and her husband Michael agreed to adopt a 6-year-old girl from the Ukraine named Natalia.
Okay.
Natalia Biden. Ah! I'm sorry, I had to throw that. Well, this couple decided to move to Canada, and they left this little girl behind, and here's why. They told authorities that Natalia was a 22-year-old dwarf posing as a child.
God. Oh, jeez.
And was sociopathic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that kind of stuff obvious?
What?
And then we have a 56-year-old woman in Port St. Lucie, sometimes known as Port St. Lucifer, based on the behavior there. 56-year-old woman confronted her 72-year-old roommate earlier this month after the 72-year-old apparently ate a bunch of avocado. This is the second avocado story of the day. That she had sliced and left in the fridge. The 72-year-old responded by sticking up her middle finger. And that's just for anybody over the age of 70.
Shame.
Should never do that. threw in return to the raised finger an avocado and hit the 72-year-old square in the face. Some of it also splattered into a wall. So police were called. They found the 56-year-old woman eating burger meat and more avocado, and she was arrested for battery on a person 65 or older.
I don't
know. That story is insane.
Well, you should always get an ID on the person you're throwing avocado
at. So what are you thinking? Avocado abuse, Ukrainian dwarf?
I think it's the Ukrainian dwarf. Yeah. I can't even say all that. My mouth doesn't want to make those sounds.
If you can't handle a responsibility, the integrous thing to do is tell the truth. But turning her into a 22-year-old sociopathic dwarf?
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Not a lot of thought put into that one.
Yikes.
We are into the final days of the month.
Awful.
And again, great deals getting done at Jack Ingram. I want to, in this message, emphasize something.
Those prices are getting smaller.
And... Leon's getting larger.
Set them up and use them.
Price does not get any smaller than they do on great value vehicles. But what I wanted to emphasize is something that several listeners have brought to my attention. They went to Jack Ingram trying to work through credit issues and went in there literally assuming they would be rejected because of their credit history. Well, the credit people understand that working folks may have had some things happen, but allowances can be made. They have 22, it may even be more than that, 22 different options on financing cars at Jack Ingram. So I urge those of you who feel stuck in something horrible or you really desperately need a second car for the family or new wheels for yourself, go there and talk to them and see if they don't have a program that's going to work for you. Getting into some of the excellent vehicles they have. Everything they have is salesworthy, meaning the vehicle history is good, the interior is clean, and the engine has been approved by the Ingram team of mechanics to give you a lot of good driving miles. So why not try them? You got everything to gain, nothing to lose. 235 Red Eastern Bypass, shop online at checkingram.com.
850.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at your Wednesday morning ride into work, and everything is back to a normal traffic flow. We don't have any big problems for you on the interstates. They're back up to a speed limit ride. If you're rolling on the boulevard, there's still lots of folks out there with you, so watch yourself around the intersections. The 31s are all running smooth this morning. Let's be careful, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply at 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, look who just walked in.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about parents yelling.
We played it earlier. I just wanted to welcome you with a familiar
sound.
Wait,
did you just play... you just play Barney?
No.
You know, off-air, and I don't want to share too much off...
I didn't say anything about Barney.
I don't want to share too much off-air conversation, because off-air is, you know,
off-air. It's off-air.
But, you know, Greg's like, Joe, you sound different.
You do.
Like, in the mornings. And like, and I really am trying to live up to this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. They probably confuse you with me.
Right. Yeah, well, they do all the time. They have for years. And
Jay puts in a long day, doesn't he?
But be like really professional about the latest breaking news and analysis and all this stuff. And you're sitting here and fantasizing me with Barney clips and Barney cakes and Barney.
Well, I can't let go.
He's trying to, you know, change his image.
It's usually the mom who's a little possessive.
I'm...
Oh, bless it.
I know, I shouldn't do that.
Well, it's because you love me. You're, and I love you.
Did you get... Oh, don't,
we're one big
don't
happy family.
You love me. We're one happy family.
That's enough. I'm going to pull this from the podcast, and that can be the torture music for when people don't call in for contests.
Ooh. Good idea, actually.
But Joey got a haircut.
Yeah, I did.
Where? Which one?
Yeah. No, like 3 inches.
You
which
stopped
is...
by Lewis Lawn while they were warming up the mowers?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass with their expanded showroom and tractor mowers.
It feels much lighter.
It's okay. It's the 60s. Come on.
We've asked you all those Joey questions in the past.
Joey.
Have you ever ridden on a zero-turn mower?
Yeah, I have. It's great.
I have no new experiences to...
We had a riding mower, but it was a Sears Craftsman when I was growing up.
We wanted one. My dad said, "You are the laziest children on the planet. Our lawn was the size of a postage stamp."
He couldn't get us to cut it, but then he got the riding mower. Then we fought over who rides on the mower.
That's how it would have been. Exactly. That's pretty cool your dad did that, actually. By the way, folks, if you do need... a new mower, blower, pressure washer. Good time to buy at Lewis Lawn. Mm-hmm. It is a seasonal store, just like cars. The 2020s are coming in. The 2019s, they got to make room for them. So go get yourself a great deal on brand names like Exmark and Echo and Toro and Shindawa and the entire steel product line at Lewis Lawn. Open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Their number is 244-9191. Tell Chad and the whole staff we said hello. Now, on a more serious note, we had bumped into each other in the hall in this... transcript is supposed to come out today.
Releasing a transcript of your program later today? And we'll be
wants to write it up.
Will it be unredacted?
Absolutely.
It's the private calls of Jack Campbell. We are waiting for the leather-bound first edition of those.
Yeah, the transcript's supposed to come out, and they're not just going to release a transcript, they're also going to release the whistleblower complaint. It's interesting that the Democrats only want the whistleblower complaint. They don't want to see the primary source, which is the actual phone call, which makes me think, and we already know the whistleblower wasn't actually on the call. The whistleblower heard this second or third hand, what was on the call.
Do you think that when Pelosi announced her press conference yesterday afternoon, that that's when Trump said, well, you know what, we should just go ahead and... announce this now.
It's kind of like the whole Russia thing. There's no there if they're going to release the transcript.
Right? He said he was going to release a transcript, I want to release a transcript, but you know I have a lot of calls, so I don't want to release all the calls. But he said that before Pelosi did the impeachment thing. I think it did pressure them to do the whistleblower complaint.
Right.
And also, I'll get into it, but I watched the whole thing on impeachment last night from a left-of-center source. Mm-hmm. This guy doesn't like Trump was saying, impeachment is risky, you probably shouldn't do this.
And they've never been successful.
Well, I was one of those self-righteous people who thought Clinton did something really horrible and lied to the country, and even that wasn't enough.
And this thing I watched last night, Robert Byrd, you know, Hillary Clinton's mentor
from the Ku Klux Klan,
but Robert Byrd got up in that hearing on Bill Clinton, and said, I think he's guilty. I think he did all these things. I think he perjured himself, he did this stuff with Monica, all this stuff, but I don't think it's right to actually convict him right now for the country. And that's the weird nature of the impeachment power. Mm-hmm. It is not like Congress shall, they
if
have
the this discretion. Was the first thing they've tried. I could see it going somewhere. We wasted how many years on Russia? There was nothing there.
Right.
In fact, the real colluders are still running around on the loose. I wish Barr would get off his fat ass and do something. Oh, I forgot it's not 3 p.m.
All right, this afternoon talk. I'm leaving. Bye.
I'll